Good day. This is Michael DeRosa, and I want to give us some food for thought with our upcoming presidential elections. Namely, regardless of our political sway, our party will not be the answer for our country. Let me direct your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 8 in its entirety, where we read that God's people wanted to be like their neighbors and couched their concerns by asking for a king. As you read this chapter and the following ones, you will learn that their demand for a king was not only an affront to God, but they got what they asked for, and that opened up a Pandora's box of trouble, which eventually led God's people into captivity. So, let's be careful of what we ask for. The issues of immigration, marriage, gun control, the economy, healthcare, education, taxes, climate change, the environment, and policy change are being debated because they are important. But the one thing that you and I, Christian, need to hold in higher regard is a character of godliness in our candidates. Now, while it's easy to look at a person's outward appearance and accomplishments, realize that God looks at the heart of an individual. So let's prayerfully consider our next leader from this perspective.